It also surprises me, again and again, how the placeholders representing the significant people in the protagonist's past almost immediately assume a virtual reality. The people who enroll seem to become the people he or she had to deal with back then, not only to the protagonist, but often to the other participants as well. I encouraged Maria to take a good, long look at her real father, and as she gazed at him standing there, we could witness how her emotions shifted from terror to a deep sense of compassion for him. She tearfully reflected on how difficult his life had been, how, as a child during World War II, he had seen people beheaded, how he had been forced to eat rotten fish infested with maggots. Structures promote one of the essential conditions for deep therapeutic change, a trance-like state in which multiple realities can live side by side, past and present, knowing that you're an adult while feeling the way you did as a child, expressing your rage or terror to someone who feels like your abuser while being fully aware that you are talking to Scott, who is nothing like your real father, and experiencing simultaneously the complex emotions of loyalty, tenderness, rage, and longing that kids feel with their parents. As Maria began to speak about their relationship when she was a little girl, I continued to mirror her expressions. Her father had brutalized her mother, she said. He was relentlessly critical of her diet, her body, her housekeeping, and she was always afraid for her mother when he berated her. Maria described her mother as loving and warm. She could not have survived without her. She would always be there to comfort Maria after her father lashed out at her, but she didn't do anything to protect her children from her father's rage. I think my mom had a lot of fear herself. I have a sense that she didn't protect us because she felt trapped. At this point, I suggested that it was time to call Maria's real mother into the room. Maria scanned the group and smiled brightly as she asked Kristen, a blonde, Scandinavian-looking artist, to play the role of her real mother. Kristen accepted in the formal words of the structure. I enroll as your real mother, who was warm and loving, and without whom you would not have survived, but who failed to protect you from your abusive father. Maria had her sit on a pillow to her right, much closer than her real father.